Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This international chart-topping podcast is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all our platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, and many more. You can also catch Talk with Turk on Power 109 Radio every other Sunday. Download the app and tap in. Do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk, bish. Just talk with me.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I had, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
All new, all new Talk with Turk. Power 109 Radio.
Be your beat, baby. Because that's what you gon' call it. Talk with Turk.
That ass, you don't need no applause. High fashion.
Tune in 24/7. Power 109 Radio.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being with my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk Bish _ gonna talk about here you go crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Turk Bish
_
Great Power, what up, y'all? It's your girl 336 Money. We in a motherfucking building with my guy Turk Bish. You know what the fuck going on. My girl Coco B in the building too. What's good? What's good? What's good?
What's going on? It's your boy Turk Bish in the motherfucking building. I'm here with the all new episode of Talk with Turk in the building with 336 Money, Big Money from Now That's Motherfucking TV. What's good?
I don't know what the fuck going on. It's your girl 336 Money and this bitch, and let's go.
We getting it on, and I got my lovely co-host here, Coco B from 40K Radio. What's good?
What the fuck is going on, everybody? What we on today?
Well, we on, y'all. I mean, we up here turning up, having a good time. Monty came over to the studio today, and I'm grateful for you. I'm really thankful for you doing this for me and Coco. We really support you. You from the city, so you know we got to put on for you, and we gonna let you talk your shit tonight and get to know you a little bit.
Y'all know what the fuck going on, man. I really appreciate y'all for really calling me out. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all know how I do. I love the city. Anybody coming from the city trying to come up, trying to get a name, you feel me? I support it 100%. You feel me? Y'all coming through with the vibes, the good love, you feel me? Good energy. Good. I'm fucking with it, so let's get it. Let's go.
Now, let me go ahead and let y'all know a little bit about Monty. Now, y'all know she's been doing her big one on motherfucking Now That's TV. Let's go ahead and run down this motherfucking resume. Now, she was on Big Lex Baddie Collection, Slumber Party.
Clock it.
The Academy.
Clock it.
The Academy, The Last 24, The Reunion.
Clock it.
Bad Motherfucking Blood.
Clock it.
Spring Bout 2023.
Clock that one.
And Baddie's Olympic.
Clock it.
And what's your next one, Monty? Let them know.
I know the fuck going on, man. June 16th, man. We got Greek Life coming. All-Star, Now That's TV show coming out. We the motherfucking hottest. We number one, nigga. We going for it. We all competed for 100K.
I've been waiting for Greek Life for like 2 months.
Me too.
When I say we went so fucking crazy for Greek Life,
Look, the longest trailer I seen on motherfucking Now That's TV was Brick Life.
That was it. Hit the record. Listen, we like, we number listen. One, nigga, yeah.
Look, what they say at the end.
Yeah, nigga, yeah, we number one.
If you want on this show, bitch, you want him, you ain't nobody.
If you, what Barbie say, if you're not what on the saying? Show, who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
I mean, get you're into nobody. It.
All of the top Now That's TV cast are on Greek Life.
On Greek Life.
And they all did their shit, though. Like, to be honest, you know, I didn't click with everybody. It was a big cast, you feel right. me? So I didn't fuck with everybody, but it was a lot of people that I did fuck with, you feel what I'm saying? There's a lot of people
exactly.
that I didn't fuck with, but I could respect, you feel me? Just off the way they stand on business, off the way they, you feel me, maneuver or how they did, you feel me?
Exactly. Because
Greek Life, that was a motherfucking challenge, nigga. Y'all gonna see what I mean, bro.
I'm ready to see
it. Now That's TV and the editors, I'm saying this right now, y'all better do y'all shit, because when I was there,
Greek y'all hear
Life,
that?
When I was there live, you feel what I'm saying, in action, that shit went down, my nigga. Everybody was standing on business. It was hella shit going on. I tried to count. I think it was over 100 fights, I'm gonna be real. Damn. But I don't know. It was so many fights I didn't see.
Y'all going fucking hard.
Bro, it's 100 count on line, nigga. What you doing?
Okay, listen. Look, everybody know I'm not a fighter. My man the fighter. But look, I'm going to have to get in the ring with somebody. Look, put me up for some boxing lessons or some shit.
But to be honest, Greek Life, like, I don't want people to get misconstrued because a lot of people was trying to, you feel me, as filming, like, they was forgetting about what it's all about, you feel me? It's 100K, right. But we got hella challenges, you feel me? Every day we wake up, it's like 3 or 4 challenges.
Damn.
We filming all day, barely eating, like, and this challenge is like, you really got to think. You really got to, like, work with somebody. Like, they had a challenge, you got to work with your ops. I
Damn.
Just was fighting this bitch, now we on the team. Like, you feel what I'm
right.
saying? It's like weird shit, you feel what I'm saying? So, but if you want that 100K, you're going to
you
do what
you got to do.
You
got to
mentally be ready. So it's not always about the hands, not always about the fighter, because there had to be some people on your team, because don't forget, it was 16, you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it had to be, you got the fighters that's going to stand on your they shit, you feel
right.
me? Ain't nobody going to fuck with you, feel me? But you got to have the brains, you feel me? You got to...
You got to be mentally
crazy,
prepared
bro.
For that shit. I
mentally,
bet.
Physically,
I know.
Emotionally, everything got to be ready.
Well, I mean, you big money, so I know you handle that shit.
Man, that shit
with a breeze. Listen.
That shit was a breeze.
Let's get into some things now. Let's talk about your journey into reality television and your initial experiences. So, what was your decision to join the network and reality television as a whole? Like, how was the audition process?
What was the foot in the door for you? Like, how did you get started? All
right, listen. So, I'm gonna be real. I was watching BitLakes, you feel me? I seen her from the Double Homicide, you feel me? With you. Mm-hmm. She was on Instagram, she started popping, she was talking about her show and shit, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna fuck with it. I was watching her season 1, I had to see what was going on, though.
Right.
Because I didn't know. Because it was like, anybody can do it, just put in your tape. But I'm like, that's too good to be true. Like, what you mean anybody can do it, you feel me? Season 2, I'm like, fuck it, I'ma do it, you feel me? I told the city, I'm like, I made a post, I'm like, just get with me, you feel what I'm saying? Support me, push me through, tag me, help me, you feel me? Put
exactly.
my name out there. And if I put my foot in the throat, I'm gonna go crazy on God.
Okay, and you did just that?
On God, and the city did just that for me, though, on God. Like, you can run that shit back if you look it up on God. Bill, let's tell me on live, on God. She like, the only reason why I picked you, because so many people from your city was tagging you, and I had to see, like, what was up?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who is this girl with the pink stripes? Because I pulled up to the Batty Olympics. I remember they had one, it was the first Batty Olympics. It was an audition for season 2 in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I put the dolo, nigga, by myself. I was the first one in the line, 8 o'clock in the morning. Littlest bitch.
Period.
Determination.
Going, nigga. But let me tell you something. We was there from, like, I was there.
Right.
From 8 o'clock in the morning to, like, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. Heels on. I'm talking about 5, 6 different outfits. Nigga, check the resume. Nigga, I'm telling you, you're going to see all the pictures. Switching
Period.
The outfits. Different challenges. Going through all the way to the end. You feel what I'm saying? Like. I really did my shit, you feel me?
You did your shit.
Yeah.
You had the support. She could do that but pick
right.
you.
I just
exactly.
had to, you feel me? Like, the city was vouching for me so much. It was like, I really do my shit. Like, they weren't lying, you feel me? So, why not? So, you feel me? I took off Big Lex. Shout out to Big Lex, you feel me?
Shout
she
out to Big Lex.
Yeah, she put me on season 2, put my foot in the door. I got on TV screens, and I just went crazy. Okay.
And you've been
You are definitely
up.
A fan favorite.
She is.
Definitely.
Like, we love
you, know
you,
honey. You know, first fan favorite from the motherfucking Academy. You know what I'm saying?
And look, let me go ahead and note this, like, because Monty came into the studio today, like, it's my house, but I have my own studio set up, but she came in just being just genuine, her authentic self, like, just being her, and I really fuck with people that is just, like, real, like, and just themselves.
It's been
so,
good energy since the whole time.
Since the whole time, like, we've been up in here drinking, smoking,
vibing.
Vibing.
It's so cold, though, like, I'm like, shit, shivering.
You cold? Okay, we're gonna turn the air down for you up in here.
Period.
I know. So
y'all see me shivering a lot.
Look, we know she looks like, smile. Look, because we don't want her to be cold.
Can't be in here.
So we're gonna get that. I'm gonna get that for you.
Period.
Now let's talk about.
Shout out to
who? Shout out
to my motherfucking boo. You know how I'm fucking. Ooh.
Okay. Oh, she's talking about me. I thought she was talking about her man, but she's talking about me. Okay. Period. Shout out to me.
Period. For you. So crazy, y'all. I met him in Sheets. Like, life just be so real for me. Like, a lot of people take that TV shit and just go Hollywood. Mm-hmm. But I'm just still so humble, and I just live life how I lived it before I had this shit. This shit ain't nothing but social media. If the internet crashed down today, I'm still who I am. Man.
Okay.
So it's just like, you know, but we was that motherfucking she's and okay. I seen him and so she's like, oh my God, I love you so much.
Yeah, I gave her some love, bitch. Like, bitch, you in the city, and I saw you in my city, and I watch you on TV every Sunday. So it's like, it's crazy. Bitch, I'm gonna give you your flowers. Like, I'm gonna give you my love.
The love was just for so real. Genuine.
Definitely, and you opened the door for the rest of the Greensboro girls.
You did.
You started seeing everybody.
Okay.
From the borough.
Everybody.
At the auditions, everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Cause who else we got from Greensboro that's on now that's TV?
Billy.
We got Billy.
Yeah, we got
can't forget about my boy Ruby.
Oh, yeah, okay, Ruby. Cause we just did an interview with Ruby last week. Shout out to Big Ruby.
Big
real cool as fuck. But nah, like, we just been vibing, y'all, and I'm glad we able to do this. Like, just chill. Good conversation. We got a script, but we still vibing out, you know, just having good times and what it is. But look. So, when it comes to reality TV experience, Monty, let's talk about your overall experience on some of these shows. And you talked a little bit about, like, the challenges y'all had to face and, like, some of the most memorable moments you had. So, like, what was your first initial thoughts, like, going into these different shows? Like, did you think that you would have to fight every day to get your respect, or you could just go in there, be yourself, and not have to fight these bitches?
Right.
To be real, like, at first, my first show, I felt like I just was going to be myself, and I was going to be genuine, and everybody was going to fuck me, you know what I'm saying? But then I had to fight, and then when I started figuring out how reality TV is, it's like, at the end of the day, it don't matter how genuine you are, bitches, it's just, they do anything for clout, you feel me?
They do. They actually do.
That's for shit sure.
They do anything for clout, so it's just like...
Anything they can do to get their name out there.
They're going
to
do it.
When it ain't even worthy.
If you popping, if you that girl, if you pretty, if you really that bitch, and you really popping without even trying, because I'm really popping, I don't even try.
You don't have to.
I don't try. Like, everybody tell me, like, oh my God, like, not to toot my own horn, but I'm a toot that bitch. You feel me?
Money a bad bitch.
I'm a bad bitch.
Without all the makeup and all the hair and all that shit, she a bad bitch.
And I'm a good vibe, like, without the looks, any of that. Like, on my worst days, anybody can vibe out with me, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, motherfuckers fuck with me. Bitches, they just.
If they don't fuck with you, they the problem.
Yeah.
That's usually how it goes. Yeah. Right. It's you, not me.
Yeah, I be having the same problem. Fuck that, it's not you, it's me. Bitch, it's you. It's always me.
Don't put it on me. Now, we asked Ruby a little bit about this last week, but the behind the scenes and the production, sometimes production might set people up to fight. Is that true? Do you think production has a big say in who needs to fight and who's going home because they're not fighting and all of that stuff?
Well, I don't really feel like it's like who's not fighting. Like, production don't force you to fight. Okay. But one thing it is, people like to get on the internet and they like to look and pop it for the clout. For the viewers.
And then when they get on that show.
When you're on Instagram and when you're filming, it's two different worlds.
Yep.
It's two different worlds. It's two different ball games. Mm-hmm. People be in them group chats. People be on them lives. People be popping it on them blogs. You feel what I'm saying?
I know they do.
And they get on TV like, well, why the fuck everybody want to fight me though? What the fuck going on? You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, and then production be like, at the end of the day, production is production. You feel me? Like, this their business. You feel me? This where the money at. This how we all eat. You feel me? Production got a business is business at the end of the day.
They do.
They have to produce the show.
And now that's TV. Number one thing what we do us, do you. That's number one rule. Do you. Number one. Number two, stand on business, bitch.
Period. And I guess those are the rules. So you heard it here first.
It's just like you stand on that. Nobody forces you none of nothing. But it's like the blog is going to be there. You feel me? The receipts.
Right.
Use what you say is what you say. Nobody forces you to say nothing. Nobody forces you to do nothing.
Exactly.
I've been working on that TV since Big Lazy Best Question Season 2. No production has ever came to me and told me to do nothing.
Right.
Forced me to do nothing. Put me in a predicament to do nothing like nothing.
Exactly.
But they're going to... If that's your bitch and I was just whooping this bitch or I was just talking shit, We're going to put y'all on the same show and see if y'all okay. Gonna be on business.
Yeah. Period.
We're going to make y'all sit right next to each other and see exactly. If we're going to say that shit again.
In the name of NotFTV, are you going to stand on business or what?
Or why?
Because we have millions of
people. On myself.
On myself. On myself. Are you going to fall in or what?
I love that shit. That shit is funny. I love it. I love every bit of it.
And you got to say it just right. I'm like,
just right. Okay. Because some people be saying it and be like, girl, shut the hell up.
That's a hype.
Like, it's not a soul. It's a soak. It's my soak.
You got to feel it.
Not for real, though. No, but at the end of the day, it's like, you feel me? Motherfuckers just stand on business. You feel what I'm saying? Like, now that CB, if you going to come in here, Poppy, you got to be you. You feel me? That's why that's the number one. Like, come in here, right. Be you. Nobody forces you to be nobody. Mm-hmm. Now that CB never comes to say, oh, this is your character. This is your script. This is who you're going to be. This is what you need to do. They don't do that.
Exactly.
They put you in the Airbnb. They put you in your shit. They put you in the motherfucking room and the doors to handle your business, stand on business.
Right. Either you're going to fold or you're going to stand on it. What you doing?
Only the strongest survive.
Now, let's talk about... Now, I'm glad you did bring up some things about how people are outside of TV. Now, how has it impacted your own personal life when it comes to personal versus professional being on NSTV?
Not a fuck-ass thing.
Okay.
So, you're the same in and out.
I'm me. You feel what I'm saying?
And I told y'all when she walked through the door, she was herself.
Like, how I been?
I didn't lie. Did I lie?
I've been like this all my life. You can ask anybody.
Right.
Anybody in any time periods of my life, I've always been me. Mm-hmm.
So that means I can go ahead and skip this next question because this ain't you. Because it was
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Who are your favorite now? This TV cast members. Who are your favorites?
Right now my favorites are Najah Milian. Okay, she's been doing her shit on TV. She's become most hated, most loved, number one, number 10, number 20, and she still just, you feel me, like, staying strong, you feel me? Yeah, you feel me, and I just see on both sides, you feel me, TV, reality, and real life, you feel me, she's still just, you feel me, standing strong and sticking through that shit, so, okay. I ain't gonna lie, that's one of my favorites, I ain't gonna lie, who else is doing that shit, Maul. Shout out to motherfucking
Maul. I like Maul.
I like Maul. Maul is cool.
Maul stands on business. He don't mind. He does. He don't play. No motherfucking body.
Maul is definitely king. Like, no shade. Maul is king. I give it to him. Yeah, so Maul, I ain't gonna lie, that Pootie. Pootie's, he's a new face. He came on Zodiac.
Pootie. Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
It's crazy on Zodiac House. His character is crazy.
He know now. He knows what he's doing on that TV.
But he's doing what he's supposed to do with the platform.
He is, and I give that to him.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like for him to become like a new face, and he just came on Zodiac House season 3. I ain't gonna lie. Shout out Zodiac House. Nina did her motherfucking shit. Nina,
she did.
Nina,
she did a good job.
Shit. That motherfucking game show shit. It was good. I loved everything about it. You know what I'm saying? But Pootie, he was like star of the shit.
Pootie
was the show.
Pootie a holiday. There was some
other people too. Like shout out to Vern, Ari. I feel like Vern.
I love Vern. Vern is so
even
fun.
Even though Rosé was catching a couple of eyes and was going a little crazy shit going on.
She definitely caught a couple of black eyes.
Crazy shit going on with Rosé.
I got two black eyes.
What they tell Natalie? You got a fat ass eye. No, Krishan told that. You got a fat ass eye.
Okay, no. Oh my God, y'all messy.
That is funny. Now, look, I'm going to bring the mess. Now, we talking about your favorites. Now, who you got beef with right now?
Who I got beef with right now?
That you
going to
stand on business with?
Nobody. None of these bitches I'm beefing with not now one of these hoes.
You heard it.
One of these hoes. There's some bitches that don't like me, but them bitches are nobody. Like, these are bitches that's like, one day they like me, next day they don't like me.
Okay.
They like me, one day like me.
It's not like high school, money.
Exactly.
Kindergarten. Can we go down a little bit? It's like literally
it's
like
very, very much high school.
Childish as fuck. So okay. It's just like I really don't give a fuck. It's not no real beef in real life. Like, right. At the end of the day, it's business is work. Whatever floats any bitch boat. If you call a fan, I'm in there. Oh,
exactly.
God. I'm in there.
She gonna stand on business every time.
She definitely gonna fall in with
it.
Like, you feel me? Like, I don't have no beef with nobody. I feel like after filming Greek Life, y'all gonna see once that shit aired. You feel me? The bitches right. I got into it with. While I gave a lot of dialogue, I really tried to explain this shit this time before going crazy. I didn't go crazy. I ain't gonna lie. I couldn't help it. Like, it was just crazy.
Look, we gonna see. We're gonna see on Sunday.
I already seen a couple clips, Chris. I know you had to give it up.
I know, right? Already. So look, June 16th, this Sunday is coming on. Now, we're going to get back with Monty. We're going to go on a little break real quick so y'all can listen to some music real quick. And we're going to come back and get into some more things with Big Monty. Don't forget, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk. Bish, just talk with me. Y'all already know what the fuck going on. We back in the building with 336 Monty in the motherfucking building.
Bow, bow, bow. Y'all know what the fuck going on. We back and we motherfucking active. Let's get it, let's get it, let's go.
And of course, I ain't gonna forget my motherfucking lovely co-host and business partner here, Coco B.
What the fuck is up? I mean, this bitch drunk. What we talking about?
Well, you know, we had to get a little break real quick, let the listeners listen to some music. And just vibe out with us like we doing here on this side of the audio, if you know what I'm saying. But look, we came back with Monty. We're going to dive right back in. We're going to talk about some more things concerning her life, TV, life after reality TV, public attention, and so much more. So, Monty, let me go ahead and ask you your personal relationships and interactions with other cast members. We saw that you and Lacey were best friends. In the beginning.
We were not best friends.
Or close. Well, it made it seem like y'all were besties.
The TV made it seem like that. And that's why I hate the internet so much. And I hate when people like
try to make
the
internet
and try to like tell my life. Like, you bitches don't know me. Like the internet and TV, the reality world, like they just make your own character. Like, no, bitch. That's not what it is. You feel what I'm saying? So it's just like, we were cool. Yes, we were cool. You feel what I'm saying? We met on the Academy. We met like a little bit before the Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? But we got cool on the Academy. We were cool. Like, the fact that me and Lacey got into it with Heaven, it was a coincidence. It wasn't like Lacey needed me or I needed Lacey and we was rocking out for each other for the Academy. It was nothing like that. Like, I was set on my tiptoes. She was set on her tiptoes. But Heaven looked at us because we were cool and stuff and tried to pick us because we was the two littlest bitches. We was the coolest ones. We was chilling. We was pretty on our pretty girl shit. Everybody fucked with us. So she thought it was going to be like, you feel me?
Oh, right.
I'm going to pick dumb bitches. Any, meeny, miny, moe. Dumb bitches is the bitches I'm going to pick. You feel me? And we was the wrong bitches, period. And of course, that's how it looks on TV. You know what I'm saying? Of the editing, how the fans and shit want to make it seem like it's going to give it a duo. It's going to give the duo name. But we were cool. You feel what I'm saying? Shit like that. But like, best friend, the fuck are y'all talking about?
I don't know why. Like, why it made it seem like y'all were best.
They made it seem like y'all were connected.
Yeah.
It was just the internet.
The edits too, a little bit.
And the edits.
Yeah. The edits. Exactly. Yeah. That, it like, always fucks the people up.
Exactly. Gotta be wearing them fucking
edits. We were cool, but like, y'all be making it seem like we was everyday best friends. Always. No.
So people really be popping their shit on the internet and it carries over onto the TV show. So how, when it comes to the conflicts, how are they portrayed versus reality when it comes to certain people on the network? Are people putting on an on-screen persona? Or are they really...
Some people are, some people aren't. Some people get on TV and act totally different when the cameras come and get the rolling. And some people are the same people. Like, it's a lot of people that's just the same. They just are who they are. Like, just like how I named the favorites, you know, earlier. There's a lot of people who are the same on and off camera. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, but it's some people, they be chilling one day when the camera's not. Then when the cameras come, they just start fucking with everybody. And they're doing weird shit. You feel me? So... It just depends. Like I say, everybody floats their boat a different type of way, you feel me? So it's just however floats.
However it goes.
Whichever way. Okay, so I kind of asked her that question already about any beefs that she has with anybody right now. She said she don't really have any beefs. So did we have any notable beefs on Greek Life that you can talk about? Did you have any notable beefs?
Sorry, because I just got it. Okay,
look, we turned up in this bitch. Sorry.
We lit.
Oh, you said Greek Life though. What you say?
Did you have any notable beefs that you can talk about from Greek Life?
Well, they got me and Saint Hannah on Greek Life. You feel me? They got that in the trailer. So
baby,
that shit, man. Y'all see what the fuck I do? But it's just I knew bitches was coming for me. You feel me? I knew bitches was coming for me. I knew bitches was coming to get their lay back. I know. You feel me?
Right.
I've already heard it in the grapevine. You feel me? Like, it's just like, I already knew it, you feel what I'm saying? And then just tensions was getting high. Y'all gonna see how it, you feel me, how it comes out. You feel me? Everybody have their own opinions and shit like that. I still don't give a fuck now, later, tomorrow, what I did.
Okay.
I never give a fuck. You feel me?
I almost forgot about
either,
you.
It's either me or you. You feel what I'm saying?
So that means you don't have any regrets. That's what I was going to ask next.
I don't have any regrets for nothing. No fights that I did on Greek Life, because I feel like I did it all for a reason. Every fight that I had was a reason, regardless if I wanted to fight or somebody else wanted to fight me.
Right.
Because every fight that I fought, you feel me? I didn't call out on FaZe. Some people called me out.
They did.
Some people told me they wanted that with me. You feel what I'm saying? But I still got out there. Like, bitch,
you got in the field.
Okay.
Stood on business.
You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? So it's just like, y'all gonna motherfucking see that shit crazy. I don't even want to say too much without motherfucking, you know, getting
right, because y'all gotta pay that subscription to watch.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? So we can get in.
Listen, I've been a loyal Now This TV subscriber for like 4 years.
Okay, since the beginning.
When it looked like they was recording off the phone.
Okay.
And I'm proud.
They were out there. What show was that?
No shame.
When they were out there at the picnic table fighting.
I'm proud to see how far the network has come, because I continue to pay my money even when it looked like they was recording from my home.
My fiance, make sure we keep it paid, okay, too. So hello, make sure we watch these shows, because Ghetto Sunday, Ratchet TV Sunday is the best day to me. You get Now That's TV. You get some other networks we won't name right now during this interview. But true, you know what I'm saying? You get a lot of content on Sunday, and I just be living for it.
And you know, I record on Sundays. We record my radio show on Sundays.
Right.
So Now That's TV is my ride home, baby.
Okay.
Hello. Keep it going.
I mean, with that being said, you already say you have no regrets when it comes to Greek Life. What about Now That's TV as a whole, like, just being on TV, nothing you've done behind the scenes or when it comes to
I don't have no people. Regrets. I feel like doing what I did, fuck going out at TV, if I'm saying, like, I feel like everything was like, that was like one of the best moves I could have ever did in my life.
Right.
I mean, like, a lot of things I didn't do because I hesitated and shit like that, but this time I just did it, and then when I didn't, Now That CV seen the fade, like, you feel me, they seen it in me, and they just, you feel me, gave me the platform, and we went crazy. So
right,
it's just like, when it comes to the fights and the dumbass shit, it's like, I don't really regret that shit, because it's like, it ain't nothing. That's small things to a giant, to be honest. Okay. None of them fades, like, that should be nothing. Every day, like, when I come back home, when we not filming no more,
right,
everyday life, I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Okay.
Like, what the fuck?
So, okay. Regular
day. Ain't really nothing. Yeah.
So. I live for that.
So, how do you feel like you've grown since like your very first debut on reality television to now being an OG?
I feel like I've grown because when I first came on there, I was just like, I just fuck with everybody. I just want to learn from everybody. I just want to, you feel me, try to, you know, be cool with everybody. I'm just genuine. You feel right, me? I'm just open arms and shit like that. I ride up for everybody who, like, you feel me, who cool with me. But now it's just like, you just gotta understand, it's really every man for themselves. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, it's a sad thing to say that's how I grew. But it's just like, in the reality world, that's just how I grew. Like,
and most of these shows are competition based anyway.
Yeah, so really
at the end, even if you got a click at the end, you're still by yourself.
Yeah,
you're still on your own.
But it's like, but I still got my girls that I really fuck with. You feel me? Like, it's cast members and it's people that I really fuck with. You feel what I'm saying? They know. The people who right, I fuck with know I fuck with them. So I don't even
exactly,
to shout them out. Nothing. Like, I talk to them, you feel me? I put them on shit. They put me on shit. I fuck with them. But it's just like, it's the industry, period. It's like, in a whole, that shit is just like.
Exactly. Well, I mean, it is what it is. You standing on business regardless, Monty. So, I mean, I know that Now That's TV is not the end for you. I know that you have much more dreams that you probably want to chase, aspirations.
Yeah, I really want to get into, like, movies and acting and shit like
that. I see
it. But yeah, like, I'm really trying to get into that. Like, I've been doing a lot of research, a lot of, like, networking and shit behind the scenes, but I'm trying to get there. I did my, you know, first movie, Dilated Pupils, when I did TV. That shit really went crazy.
Okay.
I had a lot of good feedback from that and shit like that. So I'm just trying to pursue into that field a little bit more once I learn more about it, you feel me? So
okay. I'm going to have to check that out. I haven't watched none of the movies.
You never seen it? It's only one movie, baby.
I'm going to get me and Babe to try to check that out.
Yeah, y'all should watch it tonight. I was on there getting
I've seen it on the real.
We need to do that.
But they had so many shows coming out. I was watching all the shows.
Period.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, so, you know, we was talking about cooking and stuff earlier. Anywhere in your future you want to open, like, a restaurant? You want to expand on the cooking? Because I heard you get down in the kitchen.
I definitely get down in the kitchen.
Okay.
Which I know I'm a mommy. So, duh.
Of course.
It's like I have to know how to cook and shit like that. But I don't think I want to be cooking for nobody's strangers now.
Okay.
No strangers. It's just for the house.
Yeah, just
Thanksgiving.
She probably don't want no restaurant.
Sunday dinner. Yeah, Thanksgiving is the most. But I do real good Thanksgiving.
Me no, too. Y'all be tired as hell.
Be up the whole night before.
I did my very first Thanksgiving by myself, and I cooked a very whole meal. It was a lot of everything. I said, the only time I never went to sleep.
You got
to
make me a plate this year.
Giving away plates.
Make me a plate this year.
You was giving away plates, wasn't you?
I was giving away plates.
Like, come out here and get a plate, please. So I ain't got to throw it away.
Please.
Okay.
Because I spent all night on it. I didn't go to sleep.
Me on my first Thanksgiving. It was three of us.
Please, collard greens.
Okay.
Turkey. I don't want to make no more turkey salad. Nothing. Please come get the turkey.
Period. Period. Now look. Now you saw me out at Sheetz. We talked about that a little bit earlier. Now let's talk about like the fame and public attention. Do you get a lot of that, and how do you deal with that?
Yeah, in my city, I definitely do. Well, I do everywhere I go, but like in my city, that shit is like crazy. Like everywhere I go, it doesn't matter. Really, North Carolina, I could say. Not just my city, my state, right. North Carolina. That shit's crazy.
We got your back.
Yeah, like, they go crazy. I just went to my little cousin's graduation yesterday in Charlotte. I couldn't even walk nowhere without, like, getting swarmed by groups of kids and groups of people that knew who I was and shit, wanted to take pictures and shit. Like, I love shit like that. Like, yeah. For me, it really was a vibe. So, I do be getting shit like that a lot.
So, you got to travel with security a lot of the time?
No, I don't travel with nobody, nigga, but myself.
I got the strap in the bag.
Okay.
Sorry. I didn't make it seem like that, but sorry. But like, I don't travel with no security, no nothing. I am my own security.
Period. You heard it.
I've never had nobody that came and like had bad energy towards me when they approached me.
That's good.
I've heard of a lot of cast members that fans ran up on them, trying to fight them and do crazy stuff like that. But I've never, like, everybody who's ran up on me, it was all love, good energy, good vibes. So, but any bitch wanna put on that crazy shit, you know, got them security, I'm gonna show their ass something.
Okay.
Honey.
Period.
I'm gonna show their ass something.
Y'all heard it. She's standing
at this point, them crabs gonna help you show their ass something. Honey, you know what I'm saying? You gonna have a couple people right behind you. You ain't fucking with mine.
Now, as we come to an end of the interview, do you have any advice for any aspiring reality TV stars, people who want to get their feet wet when it comes to TV and being on reality TV? What can you say to them and what can they expect?
The main thing I could just say is network. You feel me? Networking is key. Network, network, network. Get out there. Talk to them. A motherfucker that don't know you is going to support you way harder than a motherfucker that knew you for 10 years ago. You feel what I'm saying?
Period.
So it's just like, get out there and meet new people. The world is big as fuck. You feel me? And keep going hard. Do you. Stay you.
Do
stay
you.
True to yourself. You feel what I'm saying? And just remain humble at all times. That shit going to take you to the roof.
To the
sky.
Roof.
In no time, too. You're not even going to have to work so hard. You just remain humble and just stay you. You feel me? That shit going to go crazy.
I felt that.
Okay. I definitely felt that.
Yeah. I had to give her the bombs on that one. Listen.
Hey. Drop the clues bombs.
Okay.
We got one.
Well, we want to thank you for coming through today. We really appreciate you. We hope we gave you the best hospitality you've seen when it comes to interviews. And we wanted to make sure we do the best for you and do it big for our girl.
Definitely appreciate you for coming through.
Big money.
Hey, y'all make sure y'all don't miss Greek Life, okay? Because
okay.
I'm going to be tuned in Sunday.
16.
When y'all heard it.
Google Life.
You're doing a promo live so I can make sure I share it. All right.
Go ahead.
This is a motherfucking big one.
Give
this
it
is
to
a
him.
Big announcement, y'all. No shade, though. Y'all, for real, y'all. June 16th, this motherfucking Sunday, Greek Life, number one show on the motherfucking network. We got all stars. We all competing for 100K. Nigga, we on the line. We going crazy. It's the hottest on the network, I swear to God. June 16th, this Sunday.
We all going to be tuned in. Yes. I want to thank you once again, Monty, and thank you, Coco, my lovely co-host, for being on this new episode. On Talk with Turk, we're going to do it big. We're going to continue to bring you good content. Don't forget, next Tuesday, we have Ashley Tamar from Girls Time. Yes, the original Destiny's Child member. She's been in so many projects, and I'm excited to interview her next week as well. So we're going to do our big one for her as well. But we celebrating Monty tonight. 336 Monty in the motherfucking building.
She's here.
Hey.
I'm motherfucking here. I'm live, and I'm motherfucking active, nigga. Let's go.
All right.
Make
I
sure
love
y'all
you
get
guys.
In the socials. Make sure okay. y'all follow in the socials.
Yes.
They're coming up.
I'm going to have her own sound bites coming up. In a minute, y'all be able to follow her on her socials. And she's going to pop her shit. Hey, don't forget, do
I've
you want the
for
tea?
That all night.
Yeah.
Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk
Yo,
with me.
Talk with Turk Bish. Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.